a sudden, I started to cry. I'd give anything if I hadn't, but I did.
"No, you're no crooks," I said. "You're just stealing five..."
"Shut up," old Maurice said, and gave me a shove.
"Leave him alone, Hay," Sonny said. "Come on, Hay. We got the doughios. Let's go. Come on, Hay."
"I'm coming," old Maurice said. But he didn't.
"I mean it, Maurice, Hay. Leave him alone."
"Who's hurting anybody?" he said, innocent as hell. Then what he did, he snapped his finger very hard on my pajamas. I won't tell you where he snapped it, but it hurt like hell. I told him he was a goddamn dirty moron. "What's that?" he said. He put his hand behind his ear like a deaf guy. "What's that? What am I?" I was still sort of crying. I was so damn mad and nervous and all.
"You're a dirty moron," I said. "You're a stupid, chiseling moron. In about 2 years, you'll be one of those scraggy guys that come up to you on the street and ask for a dime for coffee. You'll have snot all over your dirty, filthy overcoat, and you'll be..."
Then he smacked me. I didn't even try to get out of the way or duck or anything. All I felt was this terrific punch in my stomach. I wasn't knocked out or anything, though, because I remember looking up from the floor and seeing them both go out the door and shut it. Then I stayed on the floor a fairly long time, sort of the way I did with Stradlater, only this time I thought I was dying. I really did. I thought I was drowning or something. The trouble was, I could hardly breathe. When I did finally get up, I had to walk to the bathroom all doubled up and holding onto my stomach and all. But I'm crazy. I swear to God I am. About halfway to the bathroom, I sort of started pretending I had a bullet in my guts. Old Maurice had plugged me. Now I was on the way to the bathroom to get a good shot of bourbon or something to steady my nerves and help me really go into action. I pictured myself coming out of the goddamn bathroom, dressed and all, with my automatic in my pocket and staggering around a little bit. Then I'd walk downstairs instead of using the elevator. I'd hold on to the banister and all, with this blood trickling out of the side of my mouth a little at a time. What I'd do, I'd walk down a few floors, holding onto my guts, blood leaking all over the place, and then I'd ring the elevator bell. As soon as old Maurice opened the doors, he'd see me with the automatic in my hand, and he'd start screaming at me in this very high-pitched yellow belly voice to leave him alone. But I'd plug him anyway. 6 shots right through his fat, hairy belly. Then I'd throw my automatic down the elevator shaft, after I'd wiped off all the fingerprints and all. Then I'd crawl back to my room and call up Jane and have her come over and bandage up my guts. I pictured her holding a cigarette for me to smoke while I was bleeding and all. The goddamn movies. They can ruin you. I'm not kidding. I stayed in the bathroom for about an hour, taking a bath and all. Then I got back in bed. It took me quite a while to get to sleep. I wasn't even tired. But finally I did. What I really felt like, though, was committing suicide. I felt like jumping out the window. I probably would have done it, too, if I'd been sure somebody'd cover me up as soon as I landed. I didn't want a bunch of stupid rubbernecks looking at me when I was all gory. 15. I didn't sleep too long because I think it was only around 10 o'clock when I woke up. I felt pretty hungry as soon as I had a cigarette. The last time I'd eaten was those 2 hamburgers I had with Brossard and Ackley when we went into Eggerstown to the movies. That was a long time ago. It seemed like 50 years ago. The phone was right next to me, and I started to call down and have them send up some breakfast, but I was sort of afraid they might send it up with old Maurice. If you think I was dying to see him again, you're crazy. So I just laid around in bed for a while and smoked another cigarette. I thought of giving old Jane a buzz to see if she was home yet and all, but I wasn't in the mood. What I did do, I gave old Sally Hayes a buzz. She went to Mary A. Woodruff, and I knew she was home because I'd had this letter from her a couple of weeks ago. I wasn't too crazy about her, but I'd known her for years. I used to think she was quite intelligent, in my stupidity. The reason I did was because she knew quite a lot about the theater and plays and literature and all that stuff. If somebody knows quite a lot about those things, it takes you quite a while to find out whether they're really stupid or not. It took me years to find it out in old Sally's case. I think I'd have found it out a lot sooner if we hadn't necked so damn much. My big trouble is, I always sort of think whoever I'm necking is a pretty intelligent person. It hasn't got a goddamn thing to do with it, but I keep thinking it anyway. Anyway, I gave her a buzz. First the maid answered, then her father, then she got on. "Sally," I said. "Yes, who is this?" she said. She was quite a little phony. I'd already told her father who it was. "Holden Caulfield, how are you?"
"Holden, I'm fine. How are you?"
"Swell. Listen, how..."